This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
That may be, but I appeal your ruling.
The gentleman is not recognized.
Take back over your time and fire away.
Knowing this, will you answer the committee's question as directed, or do you refuse to answer the committee's question?
Mr. Chairman. As you know, counsel for the FBI has directed me not to answer questions about the ongoing investigation. As you also know, counsel for the FBI is sitting here behind me. May I consult with them?
You may consult with your own counsel.
But I may not consult with the FBI's counsel?
Only with your own counsel.
Mr. Chairman, there's no basis for that. He can consult with the FBI counsel. He's an FBI employee.
The gentleman is not recognized.
And the chairman is not being proper.
The chairman is being proper.
The witness can't be directed not to confer with his attorney.
The FBI is not his attorney. His attorney is seated behind him.
He's an employee of the FBI.
He's already done. He may do so.
And his attorney may consult with the FBI attorney?
Isn't the privilege that of the FBI, and shouldn't the FBI counsel be solicited on that point?
You can just take that over right now. Let's just get this out.
Mr. Chairman, my counsel has reiterated that counsel for the FBI has directed that I may not answer that question.
Mr. Strzok, in a moment we will continue with the hearing, but based on your refusal to answer the question, at the conclusion of the day we will be recessing the hearing and you will be subject to recall to allow the committee to consider proceeding with a contempt citation.
A point of order, Mr. Chairman. Will the committee also consider contempt for Mr. Bannon, who refused to answer Mr. Gowdy's questions when he was actually under subpoena?
That is not a proper point of order in this hearing.
Parliamentary inquiry.
Mr. Gowdy, do you remember
parliamentary
that?
Inquiry.
The time is controlled by the gentleman.
History is happening. That's Congressman Goodlatte. And we've got dozens of fiery, explosive historical clips coming up today. And we've got several people in there watching the ongoing live hearings, collating it, and we'll have a lot of it for you throughout the transmission. That said, we've got the big events taking place with Trump in Europe, now traveling to the UK. We have Stormy Daniels obviously being arrested. We have Dianne Feinstein fighting to even get the Democratic nomination. We have Democrats openly calling for Pelosi to step down, realizing that the crypt keeper nature of their party is not popular. It is quite an amazing time to be alive right now. But that said, I'm going to cover something first when we come back from break. That I hope everybody really pays attention to, because I know a lot of folks have learned that we're trailblazers. We've got our finger on the touchstone, the zeitgeist. But I've talked to senior people in the administration. I've talked to other folks in the campaign. I've talked to a lot of people about the concerted effort to fundamentally change the architecture of the Internet and ban conservatives, nationalists, libertarians, Christians, gun owners, you name it, from access to most major platforms. And they're bragging how they're doing it. And Trump has not yet really responded to this. And really neither has anybody else. So we're tasked here at InfoWars with really blueprinting what they're doing from their own words. But that said, I printed up just the last few months of CNN saying to major publishers, don't publish Alex Jones's book, and successfully getting them not to publish it. Tortious interference. CNN trying to get me banned off YouTube, saying they're lobbying to do it. And now the head of CNN's major operations has gone to a Facebook conference and called for me to be banned, and they assured them that they'll start censoring us more. This is their main rollout, ladies and gentlemen, and now Sacha Baron Cohen is stalking InfoWars, we've confirmed. Stay with us.
Oh.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul, because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Make ready to land our troops beyond their energy field. And we've definitely landed our troops in Washington. And we are taking the Republic back, but the globalists are striking back and fighting as hard as they can. Well, I suspected this 6 months ago, but now we've confirmed it. Sacha Baron Cohen, we're digging out the emails right now, via Showtime, was targeting InfoWars and wanting in the building. And I just have a policy where I basically don't talk to mainstream media anymore. They're like, oh, we want to show both sides of the divide in America. We want to do a fair piece. And as soon as I saw Sarah Palin putting out the text last night that they'd sent her, the deceptive text, I went, wait, I've read those exact emails, and I've heard my producer talk about them telling them that. And after about a month of them incessantly calling, I said, don't call there anymore. Sacha Baron Cohen, the king of fake news. Because what they do is they act like they're comedians, but then the media puts out the late-night comedy shows like Homeland, all these so-called entertainment shows from the opposition to you name it, are designed to target InfoWars in their own admissions. And then they put it out like the things they're saying, bigoted, hateful, racist, are things we said. And then they have CNN come out today and call for InfoWars to be banned. CNN officially sent their head of media operations to Facebook, and CNN Money has the headline that they're calling for me to be removed from the internet. They want our apps removed. They want us kicked off Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. They don't want us to have access to Google Store, which has already happened. They don't want us to have advertising to any of this. And then they misrepresent things I've said or done as the excuse. A few months ago, CNN said, ban him from YouTube. He says no one died at Parkland. It's all fake. Never said that. You said that. You are fake news. And look at the smiling possum grin of a possum sitting over a nice big pile of dog crap it found that it wants to eat. Facebook touts fight on fake news, but struggles to explain why InfoWars isn't banned. Wow, what an American organization. At CNN, we love the American people. We don't hate the American people. Remember Wolf Blitzer? So Trump calls you fake news. Does that mean you get banned? No. It means everyone tunes out and your ratings go from non-existent to negative. You have to force feed at hotels and restaurants and bus terminals and every schools. When I was in high school 27 years ago, man, I'm getting old. 27 years ago, they put in TVs when I was a sophomore in Rockwall, Texas. And then I moved down here the next year and they had the TVs in there. In your first period, you would watch 15 minutes of CNN propaganda. And it was all race war, whites are bad, guns are bad. It was incredible. And CNN paid for the entire TV system to be put into the entire school, set of projectors, in Rockwall, Texas, and then in Austin, Texas, and they learned nationwide to force feed their garbage. So, they are openly saying they want to ban InfoWars. They're all over the news saying it. They have Sacha Baron Cohen stalking us, dressed up with InfoWars shirts and stickers, going around saying horrible racist things. That's in the news today. And so in the movie, he dresses like an InfoWars listener and then runs around saying racist things. Total defamation on a whole group of people that are pro-America and pro-free market. This is how they operate. So I'm going to be breaking this down today. We're going to be getting into the incredible hearings that are taking place. GOP lawmakers threaten FBI agent Peter Strzok with contempt for refusing to answer questions on Mueller probe. U.S. Marshals serve subpoena on FBI lawyer Lisa Page. Congress threatens to hold her in contempt. It's all coming up, ladies and gentlemen, today. We've got them in the crosshairs. But that said, it's neck and neck. We are starting to win, but we're far from having the main victory. And if people don't take this very, very seriously, they've got a few aces up their sleeve. The globalists are going to at least bring in a total destabilization, as they're already starting to do, to try to stop America's return. So this is a total fight. You see CNN trying to collapse our borders. You see the mainstream media and the Democrats rooting against Trump when we pay half of the NATO bill and 20-something other countries pay almost nothing. And they call that traitorous and bad and hurting America. You just see how much they hate America, how much they hate the American people, how they've been for generations, several 60 years or so, selling out our infrastructure. I mean, look at these headlines. Sarah Palin isn't the only one. Dick Cheney, Bernie Sanders also got duped by Sacha Baron Cohen. Exclusive Breitbart, Sacha Baron Cohen posed as disabled veteran Trump voter with bullet necklace and InfoWars stickers. And then meanwhile, Hillary Clinton calls for InfoWars to be banned. Homeland blames Alex Jones' character for fake news and then says things I never said. And then they use this in CNN articles and go, look, ban InfoWars. Look, everybody hates him. No, you hate me. Fake news is television's favorite news storyline. The Atlantic. And then it talks about InfoWars. They quote things that they say I said on the TV show, on a fiction show on Showtime, and then use that as a way to, quote, ban InfoWars because Homeland said it. And then weird Democrat voters watch this crap, dozens of shows against me, and then they believe when they see me on the street that I'm really that person. Talk about weak-minded. We've got all the Hillary clips calling for me to be banned, and she's still directing this. And it's sad. We've got to get fake news banned by the midterms or the Republicans will stay in power. We've got all the clips coming up. And then they're directly attacking InfoWars as the case point. They've got all these fake TV shows attacking me with fake news and then saying I need to be removed because I'm fake news so I can't, and this is the key, defend myself while they demonize and attack me. Here it is. CNN lobbies Facebook to shut down InfoWars. The new story today. And they're at the conference openly saying it isn't enough to shadow ban them or block their articles. We want it totally banned. Because Jones says Trump is getting ready to come out and go public and expose Mueller for the 9/11 cover-up. Trump's already done that. His people have already done it. And that's a real source as well. Just wait and watch. No, they know I'm real news. That's why they're scared. But they lied about WMDs. They lied about the Martin Luther King bust being taken out of the White House. They lied about Trump not visiting Scalise in the hospital. They're known liars. So if you've been caught making a mistake, you get taken off the air, they've been caught lying. So many times you can't even keep track of it. Facebook touts fight on fake news, but struggles to explain why InfoWars isn't banned. CNN today. And you've got one of the heads of CNN, this is CNN officially, lobbying for another news organization to be shut down. You talk about authoritarian. Hey, here's how you counter it. We've got for Apple and for Android an amazing new free app. It's InfoWars Official. There's hundreds of apps out there. It's InfoWars Official. Live feeds, audio feeds, podcasts, alerts when live videos go live, news feeds, everything. Go to InfoWars.com/app. InfoWars.com/app right now and download it for free. But even more importantly, this isn't just some app like you collect apps. You're going to use this. Tell everybody you know about it. This is the forbidden info. This is the guy they don't want you to hear. This is the guy they're demonizing everywhere. Obviously, you want to then go find out what it is they're so scared of. It's free right now. We'll be right back on the other side of this break. InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com.
Now there's a proven powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Nano Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
You have been lied to.
My name is Kevin Shipp. I'm a former decorated CIA officer. Finally, someone has come out and written what I think is the best expose on the shadow government ever. We're in a constitutional crisis, and our government is now being run and ruled by a shadow government.
We got to get this out, because just because you're awake, folks, doesn't mean other people are. This is critical to get, to read, to give to the library, to give to your church. Get them right now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Day of July 2018. Imagine if you'd have read or heard 10 years ago that in 2018, Hillary Clinton and the Democratic Party in congressional hearings on television would be calling for conservative and libertarian nationalist and Christian news to be banned, and that mainline Christian country singers just singing about Jesus, this happened last week, we covered it, would be banned from advertising on Facebook because they were told it was political to say Jesus. Or that Google and Apple would remove Easter off of their list of holidays on their official calendars that are on your iPhones and Androids, but have all the Islamic holidays show up. It's all about rubbing your nose in it. They hate flyover country. They hate America. And then imagine if I told you 10 years ago that they would have late night comedy every night and two or three shows on Comedy Central and two shows on HBO and two shows on Showtime, modeled after Alex Jones, where they then misrepresent what I say and do to demonize me. Remember a year and a half ago, Chris Carter came out and said, Alex Jones isn't a racist. He's a libertarian. And I've created a character that's positive based on him for the show. And what was Chris Carter saying right there? He's in Hollywood. He knew the hit orders had gone out and he wasn't going along with it. Well, all the other shows did, but Chris Carter. Everybody else demonized who I am and lied about me, except Chris Carter and Matt Drudge. Everybody else is afraid to be associated with us because we hit the barbed wire, we tell the tough stories, we tell the truth. So the enemy then misrepresents who we are, and they even admit in Atlantic Monthly, TV's favorite storyline, from cop shows to you name it, so many I can't even keep track, is fake news. And then who do they define as fake news? There it is. Alex Jones. InfoWars. And then they misrepresent what we've said and done, so people hate me. Weak-minded people that think dramas and comedy shows are real. They have a whole show, The Opposition, they just canceled because of low ratings, based on misrepresenting what we say and do. They steal your identity. They lie about you. And then they have congressional hearings saying shut down InfoWars everywhere. They have congressional hearings. I have all the articles right here. They unleash Sacha Baron Cohen dressed up in InfoWars t-shirts and InfoWars stickers to run around the country saying the most racist, homophobic, hateful things attributed to me. Defamation on its face, but protected because I'm a public figure. Then they file a bunch of fake lawsuits misrepresenting what I've said to put out twisted and false statements against me, to then use the lawsuits as prima facie evidence that I should be taken off every internet platform. That's how they're doing it. Look at DrudgeReport.com. It's got the article right there. Sacha Baron Cohen posed as disabled veteran, Trump voter, with bullet necklace and InfoWars stickers in Palin prank. I confirmed a month ago from one of our military sources, who's a real military officer, real background, that they had been approached by Sacha Baron Cohen. And I guess they thought they could work with him and found out they were set up. But they couldn't get in the building. And 6 months ago, we got the emails, oh, Showtime, we're your friend. We want to show both sides. We want to be fair. And I looked right at the producer, Nico, and I said, Nico, it shall be some comedy hit piece show. I wasn't thinking Sacha Baron Cohen, but that's exactly what it is. Imagine making fun of brain damaged and disabled veterans. And then they went out, I guess, to a military hospital where people are listed as having brain disorders from being in explosions. And then tried to have veterans reach out to us. So I'm just now deciphering all of this, but let me tell you, it's sick. Who is America? And it all clicked last night. And I remember one of our sources told us Cohen was after me a month ago. And then I was reading what Palin put out in her text messages. She sent screenshots of how they lied to her. And how they said it was about both sides of America and bringing America together and just seeing what both sides are really saying. I was like, whoa, that's exactly what they told us. And I'm like, boom. And I walk in this morning and they go, what, you haven't read Drudge Report? And I said, well, yeah, I did look at it, but no, InfoWars. He's dressed up in InfoWars outfits, which is exactly what I was told. And I'm going to go ahead and start spilling the beans. It looks like he was able to try to infiltrate Kanye West, too. Other targets of the globalist, Elon Musk. Sacha Baron Cohen is some type of intelligence operative. There's no doubt. This isn't a comedian. This is a saboteur. And now Sarah Silverman's reaching out to a Trump supporter saying, I love you. And that's all they can do is pure deception. And then Sarah Palin said, they changed her flights that they'd paid for to fly her out for the interview to drop her in the middle of nowhere with no connecting flights for a day just as an act of evil. Because this is all military attacks. Let me tell you something. You can't talk to leftists. You can't let them in your building. Der Spiegel begged to be in here, all this other stuff, and I was the last people I let in. And I got barbecue for them. And I said, would you like some brisket, like some sausage? And the guy laughed. And then he said in the newspaper that I said, you want to suck my sausage. That's Der Spiegel, formerly the most respected publication in Deutschland. Total lie, total fraud, total scam. These people will do anything. They have been authorized by their big corporations to push it to the wall. So that's what they do over and over and over again, and they're preying on you. So they have entertainment shows and all the rest of them sitting there misrepresenting who we are. Then they file fake lawsuits. Then they go to Congress and call for censorship. Then they have the big tech companies shadow ban everybody. And then once the precedent's set, they do it to everyone. And that's in the news with CNN, the London Guardian, all of them today, saying, we want Alex Jones banned. That's on InfoWars.com right now with a direct link of one of the major heads of operations at CNN lobbying to have us banned. And they said, sir, we already censor him down to nothing. They said, that's not enough. We want him banned completely. Isn't that dangerous?
Finish him.
Antifa!
Flawless victory.
over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, let me speak for hours, it's on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
InfoWars.com Frontline Report. It's Alex Jones.
So there's Showtime shows, there's HBO shows, there's Comedy Central shows, all misrepresenting who I am and what InfoWars does. Oh, we're not important at all. Then they've got every major news program in the country doing hit pieces. Nightline, Dateline NBC, the CNN programs, MSNBC, every day misrepresenting Fox News when Megyn Kelly was there, editing tapes of me talking about Hillary being personally responsible for tens of thousands of dead children via the Arab Spring. And then saying, I said, kids were being killed in a pizza parlor. That's how they covered up what was really going on with the Podesta brothers and the emails and the Aleister Crowley crap that was in the WikiLeaks. They just created a fake story, put it on us, and then used their fake story to call for us to be banned before we've ever been found liable or defamatory in court. Total authoritarians with a coordinated demonization program of Trump, InfoWars, and others. And now CNN officially calls for InfoWars to be banned. I've got a lot of other news I want to cover here. We have a special guest, Lori Grathwald's daughter, who was out at the prayer vigil in San Francisco and got viciously attacked by Antifa. You're talking about three women, three or four men, going out there just to have a prayer vigil in San Francisco and to pray for peace. Looks like about 16, 17 men show up with one woman to try to beat them up, and they couldn't even get it done and got run off. And the images of them punching women in the face. Scum of the earth. She'll be joining us the second half of the next hour. I intend to open the phones up as well. I want to cover a lot of news, but let me tell you something right now. There is nothing bigger out there than the fact that I can't even watch Netflix. I mean, I don't care what show it is or what movie now. It's got propaganda in it. I mean, I remember reading 30 years ago about the lost city of Z in South America and how they knew they'd found pyramids all over Central America, and they'd also found them in Peru. So British explorers went there to discover them. I mean, they found pyramids all over the world. They believed there were super civilizations. They believed Atlantis might be in South America, the British explorer. So I see it on Netflix. It'd been out for a couple of years. And I think, let me watch this movie. And there's all these crazy, stupid white people. And they go there, and the British Academy of Science says, savages can't build pyramids. There are no pyramids in the Americas. They are all evil and dumb. And I'm going, what do you mean? They'd already found a bunch of them, and they thought Atlantis was there. They thought they'd find, you know, super palaces of gold and all this stuff. They thought the opposite. So I know the history. And then the whole thing is about how one guy's not racist and believes brown people can build things. And that's just one example of everything's a lie now. You think you're going to see a historical movie, and it's not just a little twisted. It's like a barrel of snakes, man. And, I mean, there's hundreds of movies about black sports stars that had to go through racism to win. Hundreds the last few years, and daytime TV shows and everything. You can't even go to the movies and like, find something that isn't like this. And it's all a giant agenda to make us hate each other. It's insane. Like somebody in 1920 didn't believe there were pyramids in South America. Pyramids have been found in South America 500 years before. But again, this is what they do to people that don't know any history. Those that don't know history are doomed to repeat it. People perish for lack of knowledge. This is how they prey on you. Hollywood is completely sold out to the communist Chinese. Michael Savage put a book out about that a few years ago. The publishers wouldn't even deliver it once they got threatened, because they didn't realize it until the book was about to come out. Then the Chi-Coms got involved. They wouldn't deliver it to stores. I've now learned that I'm banned off big podcasts and things out there because people have been told that the Chinese communists basically control the industry they're involved, so you can't have Alex Jones on. Hell, I forgot this. Will you guys pull this for me? It was mainstream news yesterday. Apple products will not let you send, until yesterday, the emoji, the image of the Taiwanese flag. It makes your phone crash. Remember 12 years ago, John McCain said, if you hack anybody or you download illegal music, we will fry your computer. We will crash it or maybe even fry it. People said that's outrageous. They already had that technology. Apple's China-friendly censorship caused an iPhone crashing bug, Wired. And it goes on that if you try to send the Taiwanese flag, your iPhone crashes. Well, what happened 5 months ago? Apple officially moved to China to be tax exempt, merged with the government, and they told Reuters, in China, if you are based here, the government runs you. That's just the way it is. And boom, if they can censor a flag in real time, they can do a voice print and ban Alex Jones or President Trump. They can ban words, just like you try to type on your iPhone a cuss word. It won't let you do it. It's beyond that. It's here. And that's the new Article 13, Article 11 the EU has been trying to pass, saying that software by law will be on all devices where you cannot even say or do certain things preemptively. Now, this was such a big blow-up for Apple, they had to back off. They said, we apologize. We'll only geolocate if you're inside China. Let that sink in. You've got all these Hollywood programs saying I'm a racist and misrepresenting who I am, defaming me. You've got the very same corporations then calling for me to be shut down so they can lie about me and you, and we don't have a way to speak out or resist it and even counter it. We have them suing us, trying to shut us down. They're trying to shadow ban and block the president, which they're doing on Twitter with his push notifications. Apple and others have moved to China and are now putting the iCloud data keys to everyone's iPhone on their platform and admitting that Chinese intelligence now runs Apple. Most of the universities are run by the Chi-Coms. Hollywood's owned by it. The UFC is being bought up by it. Everything. And I'm just a loyal American sitting here saying it's wrong for an American citizen not to be able to send the Taiwanese flag to somebody because the Chi-Coms that have killed over 100 million of their own people and sell Christians' organs because they're Christians on the world market. What, tell me a 30-year-old Christian doesn't have a heartbeat or a soul next? Liberals, you're not liberals. You are weak followers that sold out to every form of evil and didn't even get a payoff to do it. You like to watch mainstream news and feel like you're on the winning team. Well, let me tell you something. I'm not here trying to just get along to go along or go along to get along. I'm here to fight the globalist. I'm here to hit the barbed wire. I'm here to expose them. I'm here to never stop, never back down, and win. And thank God Trump's going to Europe and saying, we pay half of NATO. That's not fair. Pay a little more. Hey, China, you got a $900 billion deficit on us. Give us $50 billion. They said no. He goes, $250, $500 billion. Let's go. The days of everybody laying down are over. And all you traitors saying the president's a traitor, you're the traitor. And you're going to lose. Now, don't forget, we've launched, while it's still available, and let them censor it. That's just another victory to show who they are. On iPhone and Android, the official InfoWars app works great. Live video streaming, push notifications, listen without watching, you know, turn the video off. Everything. InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWarsStore.com for the shopping cart, but InfoWars.com/app. InfoWars.com/app to download the free app right now. InfoWars.com, tomorrow's news today, the cutting edge of the return of Americana. Straight ahead, we delve in with so much more. The live hearings in Congress and the return of the Republic, straight ahead.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe, and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it. I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
So why do all the major universities that are state-funded badmouth America, call for race war, put down capitalism? Because the U.S. had half the wealth, 4% of the population in 1955. The globalists wrote up the textbooks with the plan to transfer all the wealth out to China and other countries to use that to set up a world government planetary authoritarianism. 2018, Apple is under the Chinese government control. They've now banned sending out the Taiwanese emoji. No one even seems to care. Now they say they're going to start censoring you even on your own private text messages criticizing China. And they've got your iPhone keys, they've got your photos, they've got the cloud, and Apple said that's just the way it is. They think you're habituated to accept it. Just like 3 days ago, Chertoff, the guy that personally made 30-something million off the naked body machines, his company made $2 billion, he said, you know what, it's too late. You're habituated. There is no privacy. Everything's on the cloud. It's over. You will assimilate. See how that works? Total world government, total surveillance, big tech companies all lining up to move to China. They're going to run it all. A year and a half ago, the Chinese dictator went to Davos and he said, with Juncker, in a statement, he said, we will stop Trump in America. Global government will continue. They shook hands. And he said, move all your command bases to us. We will let you run anything you want. You'll be liability protected. Juncker said, absolutely. We'll start launching laws that shut down the U.S. Internet. We'll be exempt with you. And they said, absolutely, let's do it. And it's public. And it's on. And Trump is just trying to go over there and say, listen, you're not going to have a one-way street anymore where we pay for everything if you're going to side with the Chinese communists. That's really what's happening. They've all broken their deal that they had. China's not supposed to militarily expand outside the South China Sea. They're supposed to be given economic dominance, though. The old globalist plan is being broken because it was always planned to be broken. So remember when you watch Homeland or you watch Sacha Baron Cohen's new show on the same channel, or when you watch Colbert and all the rest of the shows attacking myself and Trump and saying horrible things. Remember, they're the cowards. They're the sellouts. They work for the big corporations that want the Chinese market. And to be in the Chinese market, you've got to comply with their censorship. You think Sacha Baron Cohen, with all his bodyguards, likes slave Americans? He sees himself as an elitist. Owning guns? No. So he goes out and acts dumb with guns, wearing a Make America Great Again hat. What's he saying? We're not going to make America great again. We're going to blow America's head off. Because Cohen's smarter than you. He's better than you. He runs you. He owns you. And he's going to show you. But see, now Cohen's scared. Hillary's scared. And all the rest of these guys are scared. Because they did all this selling out. All this arrogant garbage, it didn't turn out the way they thought. Before I get to the congressional clips, right through this segment and the next, let me, just your TV viewer, pull this up for me, crew. CNN lobbies Facebook to shut down InfoWars. And look at the smile of the executive at CNN. Man, he's in charge. He's part of the establishment. Social media giant admits it downranks and basically shadow bans InfoWars, but says a full ban would cause lawsuits. And tries to explain to CNN it's just mind-boggling how obvious this is, and how disgusting, and how ridiculous. After failing in its efforts to have YouTube shut down the Alex Jones channel, CNN is now lobbying Facebook to shut down InfoWars. In an article for CNN, senior media reporter Oliver Darcy, so he's the head of their media operations, explains how he tried to convince Facebook top brass to terminate our Facebook presence. Wow! Talk about a lawsuit. Facebook invited me to an event today where the company aimed to tout its commitment to fighting fake news and misinformation. I asked them why InfoWars is still allowed on the platform. I didn't get a good answer. But at the end, he says, well, they admit that they're censoring them down to nothing, but that's not enough. CNN, the kings of fake news, the kings of fake WMDs, the kings of there's no Martin Luther King bust, the kings of all the lies they tell and the fake news they push. And then they have the nerve to then point at us and say, shut us down. What an un-American group of dirtbags. What an un-American group of scum. And I've got the stack of news here where they brag, oh, Jones was going to publish a book with a particular publisher called The War for the Future. They went out and threatened everybody and said don't do it till the publishers dropped out, which I could self-publish and make it even bigger, and we're planning to do that. But we, CNN, we wanted to let you try to censor it first and create that allure first, dumbasses. But the point is that there they are. Conspiracy theorist Alex Jones, the game author Neil Strauss, partnering on a book. They go on saying, shut it down. InfoWars' main YouTube channel is two strikes away from being banned, CNN. And they say, we have been talking to YouTube and want it banned. And have been, and then they lied about what I was even saying to get it banned. Video. Dim lawmaker demands Twitter censor InfoWars. This is in congressional hearings. So I'm going to ask you all, what are you going to do about this? You need to understand, we are the avant-garde. The local station you're listening to, please spread the word about it. Please spread the live links. Please spread the link to the podcast. Please spread the link to everybody you know to Infowars.com/show with the audio and video feeds. And please go to Infowars.com/app on your Android or your Apple device while it's still available and get our new official app that works so great and so amazing to look at all the great attributes. And then tell everybody you know, go get the free app. Get the free app, Infowars.com/app. We're going to send it out on our newsletter today, Infowars.com/newsletter. But whatever you do, go there, get it. It's free. You are unstoppable. You can stop their algorithms. We have our own streams, our own video feeds, our own platforms. And we're here talking about what's really happening. We're here day one exposing the illegal FBI Clinton cabal of hatchet men and women to shut down Trump and to illegally surveil him and try to remove him. And they denied all that. It's confirmed they surveilled him. Hell, I was reading Politico yesterday. It had the headline, Mueller listening to Manafort's phone calls and using it to try to block his legal strategy. That's totally illegal. But they put it in the news to set the precedent to do stuff like that. We are in a new world, ladies and gentlemen. When we come back, I'm going to play a compilation of Trump talking about CNN being fake news. Hey, just because somebody calls you fake news, does it make you fake news? No, the fact that you're known liars that are anti-American scum, that makes you fake news. In fact, we have time to go out with a little Mars Attack montage where we equate the aliens saying, don't run, we're your friends with CNN. Now, let's go ahead and go out to break with that right now because it says it all. And then please feel free to, I'm going to retweet this video of CNN being fake news. Hope everybody shares it at Real Alex Jones right now. Here it is.
A lot of his supporters believe that we are the enemy of the American people, and that is really, really an awful situation. We are not the enemy of the American people. We love the American people. We are not the enemy of the American people. We love the American people. We love the American people. We love the American people.
They came in peace.
We are not the enemy of the American people. We love the American people.
Trying.
This is CNN.
To tear down our borders. They're trying to cause race war. They're trying to stop us from getting paid our fair share out of NATO. They're trying to screw us over because they were hired and trained by multinationals to capture this country via corporate social takeover in their own words. But now America is awake. Europe is awake. Latin America is awake. Everybody's waking up to the corporate colonization that's going on and the corporate system of neo-colonial rule. Everyone knows what's happening now who has a brain. And so the globalists are going to get a lot nastier before they give up. But in the end, they're going to have to give up because the worm has turned. They're on the wrong side of history. There's been a global political realignment to crony capitalism. We'll be back with hour number two. Stay with us.
The President of the United States.
The U.S. President is Donald Trump.
Yeah!
Alexa, who's the President of the United States? Donald J. Trump. Stay with us.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.